Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. That's the Advent theme spoken by Isaiah the prophet, the same Isaiah who spoke to the ungodly King Ahaz and told him that the house of David would not perish, but that it would continue even though Ahaz was a wicked king. It was Isaiah who told Ahaz that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel, God with us. But King Ahaz was not interested in this promise of the Lord. He was not interested in any of the words of God. He turned away from God, worshiped idols, and he dragged down his people with him. The nation was ripe for reform. And amazingly, God provided that person to do that reforming in the person of the son of Ahaz. As soon as Ahaz died, King Hezekiah took over. This is the man God had prepared to clean house. For we read, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. So Hezekiah was not only a physical descendant of David, but he was a spiritual descendant of David. Hezekiah knew that the Messiah would come from David's family. Just at that time, the prophet Isaiah was filling the land with some amazing promises of the coming Savior. These words, for example, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. So Hezekiah was one of those who looked forward to the coming of this great king. But he also knew the people were not ready. They were not ready. They needed to be prepared for the way of the Lord. And the right way to prepare for the Lord is repentance, reform, cleaning house. And so as soon as he became king, he went to work. His first 100 days, things began to change. This is what we read in 2 Chronicles 29. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. King Ahaz had closed the temple. No more worship. Hezekiah opened the doors. He got the priests and Levites to help him. We read, he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves, sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. Just think of that, Solomon's holy temple dedicated to the glory of God filled with rubbish. Hezekiah said, get rid of this trash in here. It does not belong in the house of God. And he was not concerned only with the external cleanup, but he wanted things to be cleaned up internally as well. He wanted the people to face the facts that they had turned away from God, that they were guilty of God's judgment and punishment. And so he said to the Levites, our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord, and turned their backs on him. They have also shut up the doors of the vestibule, put out the lamps, and have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeering, as you see with your eyes. For indeed, because of this, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons, our daughters, and our wives are in captivity. It was high time for a cleanup, time to make the crooked places straight and the rough places plain. God's judgment was about to fall on the people. The Assyrian Empire was on the war path, just like the Japanese Empire was on the war path in 1941. The Assyrians had swallowed up all kinds of nations right and left, and Israel up the north was already doomed. And now, would the kingdom of Judah fall next? Well, King Hezekiah did what he could, and by grace, God's judgment was delayed. King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah made a good team, preparing the way for the Lord. They did not know how soon he would come, this Prince of Peace, this Emmanuel. They wanted the people to be ready for his coming. And then, of course, many years later, when the fullness of time had come, Emmanuel did arrive. The people were ready for him then? No. They were not ready, so God again sent someone to prepare the way before him. John the Baptist, the voice in the wilderness crying out, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill brought low." It was time to carry out the rubbish once more to make clean the temple of the Holy God. Well, it's important for us to be ready for Christmas, but it's much more important for us to be ready for the coming of the Lord. So now is the time for us to get rid of the rubbish in our life and in our hearts and make clean the temple of the Lord. And you know what the temple of the Lord is. It is our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the Lord. And now is the time to sanctify them and be prepared to welcome our King, our Savior, and our God. We sing hymn 354, stanzas 2 and 3.